Why do you listen to Steve Gruber? That's easy. So you can outsmart your friends the next time you argue. Here's Gruber.
Yeah, that's why. All right, continuing on a Thursday here. You know, I'm just appalled and amazed at it. I keep glancing back at this whole Andrew Cuomo remark. We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. And he just stands there tone deaf. You know, even people in the crowd gasped a little bit and some nervous laughter broke up. But they just don't get it. They really don't. They just don't get it. My next guest, Frank Vernuccio, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, welcome back.
Steve, it's great to be with you again.
I want to talk about something we talk about a fair amount, and you and I have covered this, but people don't seem to understand this either. And that is that the First Amendment of the United States Constitution is facing challenges. Stress tests might be a way to put it. Because as you look at the big companies like Google and Facebook and Twitter, there's censorship going on all the time. And these organizations are so big, yes, they're private companies, but when they're that big, they basically have a monopoly. And then they have a monopoly on free speech. And I think that's a dangerous place, Frank. Your thoughts?
Well, it certainly is. And Google has been showing its stripes. As you know, Google has been desperate to break into that Chinese market with that billion-plus consumers there. And they have agreed with the Chinese government to engage in censorship within China. There's a program Google has developed called Dragonfly, which allows Google to censor out dissidents from the Chinese government. In essence, Google has become a co-conspirator with the Chinese government in repressing its own people. But, Steve, it might even be more dangerous than that. Since Google has shown itself to be so desperate to operate in places like China or Iran, you have to wonder whether Google, which already has a reputation for putting up only hard left perspectives, or mostly hard left perspectives on its search engine, whether they're going to be engaging in that type of censorship around the world. Certainly, when you try to search something on Google, if it's anything of a political nature, the first couple of pages of results you get tend to be hard left perspectives. That's going to be even worse with Google's deal with China.
All right, I'm going to go a little bit conspiracy theorist on you here, Frank, if that's all right. There's a school of thought out there that a lot of what we see in these newspapers or more recently in Google and Facebook and so forth, and a lot of the things that are pushed in this country as far as narratives go, are paid for by the People's Republic of China. Or when it comes to environmental, you know, laws and global warming narratives and so forth, that's pushed by Russia. Is it your belief that some of these countries that clearly are not America's friends most of the time are funding and financing the narratives that are tearing America apart from the inside?
Well, you do know, of course, that if you want to have your particular site jacked up on the Google search results, there are ways you can have that done. You can pay services to do that. What's to say that China and Russia are not doing something along those lines? So I think it's wholly in the realm of possibility. But I think also when you look at the folks at Google, who, for example, recently, the workers at Google protested when Google was going to be working with the U.S. government on an artificial intelligence program. There is a profound left-wing tilt to the working staff at some of these websites, Google being the most important, and I think that shows in the way their product comes out.
Yeah, it does show, and here's the thing. You've got a group of people, and here's the other thing that I don't like, and I'm sure you don't either, Frank. You've got a group of people in Silicon Valley or wherever, and they say, we're going to put together experts to decide what is hate speech, and we're going to put together experts and decide what is real news and what is fake news. You know what? I don't know where you grew up, Frank, but I'll tell you this. It was always my responsibility to determine what was real and what was fake when it came to news. When I stood in the aisle at the supermarket and I saw that Hillary Clinton had adopted an alien baby on the front page of the Weekly World News, I realized that was probably fake news. I was able to discern for myself what was real and what wasn't. Why is that any different on the internet?
Well, again, it should not be in any way, shape, or form. but you have folks who simply don't get the concept of the First Amendment. Once you decide, for whatever reason, that something is offensive or that something is fake news, and you decide it's okay to censor it, you've ditched the entire concept of the First Amendment, because someone has to make that decision. And once you give someone that decision-making power to decide what should be up there, what should not, well, then you've ditched the whole concept of free speech.
And that's the concern right there, the whole concept. If you allow the experts to take over your thinking, but that's what's happened more and more. I mean, you watch what happens when things go viral. People regurgitate, repost, recomment, and you say to them, well, where did you hear that? I mean, this happened to me recently. I had a whole bunch of people bomb my emails because I thought I had said something on the radio about a potential, about a political candidate here on the program. I hadn't said it, but I got hundreds of responses in my email. None of these people had even bothered to listen to the clip or even to know what they just regurgitated. And these are conservatives, people on the right. I expect more of them, but it doesn't work that way. People just regurgitate what they hear and they don't do any research and they just accept what they're told. I mean, we got a lot of smartphones and a lot of really dumb people.
That's right. But, you know, you have to look at the origins of why people are acting like this. We've now gone through the second generation of American students who basically have gone through an educational system where they're told not to think but to obey whatever their universities are telling them. When you have college campuses which basically knock out the concept of free speech, when students are being told if you disagree with the professor, you could either be tossed out of the university or failed in their course, this is the type of young minds that are producing. And as I said, we're now gone through the second generation of students who've been brought up in that type of environment.
That's damn sad what you just said, Frank. Damn sad. I have to leave it there for today. You know what? I'll give you the last word on all of this. Go ahead.
Free speech is a fundamental part of America. Take that away, and you've taken away America itself.
You got that right. Frank Vernuccio, always good having you here.
Great being with you, Steve. I look forward to our next discussion.
I certainly do. Thank you. Frank Vernuccio, everybody. Brought to you this hour by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show. Still to come on the program today, Dr. Michael Bussler, Ryan Morrow from the Clarion Project, Julia Seymour, Alan Sandel, so much more. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. greatlakesjc.org.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and